Right, we're going to talk to Jake Humphries now, even though he's on tape. 7:39. This week, it's the Brazilian Grand Prix on the BBC.
Morning, Moylesy. Morning, the rest of the team. Hope you're well. It's Jake here.
Hi.
Unfortunately, not live, but pre-recorded. It's now Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m, and I'm standing in the paddock here Brazil. The reason why I'm not joining you is because right now it's about 3:30 in the morning, I think, and so hopefully I'll be tucked up fast asleep in bed. I mean, obviously, Moylesy, you've got my mobile phone number. You're welcome to give me a call, but I won't be very compos mentis, I wouldn't have thought. But give it a go if you fancy. If you don't, then make sure that the whole nation tune in this weekend, because this is the weekend for Formula One. It's going to be huge. I spent yesterday wandering around the Brazilian favelas, which is sort of the slum communities here in Sao Paulo, with Lewis Hamilton. We were doing a sport relief trip out there. Absolutely incredible, really moving. And Lewis is not going to be the centre of attention, though, this weekend. You probably remember last year it was a dramatic finish. Well, this year it's all about Jenson Button. If he can finish in the top three this weekend, he will be crowned world champion.
Wow.
So this Saturday, you know, forget about Strictly Come Dancing. That is not where it's at. Tune in a bit before that, directly before Strictly Come Dancing on Saturday evening, to see qualifying. Can Jensen stick it on pole position? And then on Sunday afternoon, it's the race. It's the big one. Back-to-back British world champions for the first time in 40 years. Is it going to happen? Find out this weekend on the BBC. And I know you like my predictions as well.
Yes, please.
So I'm going for a win for Lewis Hamilton, Sebastian Vettel to finish second. And, who shall I go for third place? Well, let's just say Jenson Button to finish third on the podium and to win the title. Right, there you go. Good to chat. It was a one-way conversation, obviously, but have a nice weekend.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So, there you go, Jenson Button. He didn't seem very confident that he would finish in the top three. He went, unless he was joking, but he went Lewis, Vettel, and then, I'll say Bunton.
Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
She's the new driver for Ferrari. Jenson Button.
Do you know what, though? I think he's just, all he wants to do is win it. That is more important to him than anything. So he's just going to take it easy. I mean, what's the point in kind of risking everything?
Yeah.
He just wants to get, you know, just keep it ticking over, even if he has to wait until Abu Dhabi.
Will he be in the top three?
No.
Okay.
I don't think the car's good enough.
Is it not better for him to say to himself, I have to win this race, rather than I need to finish fifth or fourth? Because then it's like in football, if you start playing for a draw, there's a chance you'll lose.
Yeah.
Did you get the feeling, by the way, that Jake wanted me to call him?
I was about to say that.
The thing is, what I don't understand is it can't have been about half three all the way through the show today. Do you know what I mean? So at some point it might be half four or maybe half five, which is more reasonable.
That'll be half eight then half nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's too late to do it then.
Okay.
So he is right. It will be now 3:42 a.m.
Is that too early, though, really?
To ring him?
Yeah. Because he can...
It's
very early, but he can then go back to sleep, can't he?
The only thing is now, we've done it. And I'll be honest, we've done it now. He said, you've got to watch it Saturday before Strictly for the qualifying and then Sunday afternoon for the actual race.
Yeah.
It's very important. Jenson Button could win it, as long as he's in the top three. He reckons Lewis will probably win the race, Vettel will be second, and Emma Bunton will be third, although maybe not. He's done it.
He's delivered his Formula One fact attack, hasn't he?
So the question really is, if we do we still ring him?
Yes.
Just to irritate him?
Yes.
Yeah.
But pretend we've had a technical problem with the clip.
Yeah, so, repeat it.
Yeah.
Or
and we had no idea what it was that he was saying. It played backwards.
We could ring him later and get him to guess what the year is in the golden hour. Just to wake him up.
Why don't you go to the other studio and ring him? And when he answers the phone...
Okay.
And goes, hello?
You sure you don't want to do it?
You go, Jake. And he goes, yeah. You go, hi, it's Dominic. I was just checking you were actually asleep. Okay, thanks, bye. And then Carrie rings.
Okay.
And says the same thing. And then Dave rings and goes, sorry, you were asleep. Okay, fine, I'll leave you to it.
So it's just before 3:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cruel. He's got a big job to do.
Oh, come on. He's in Brazil at the Formula One. He's got the best job in the world.
The papers are just women in bikinis. They're all sort of sitting around the pool.
If you want to call me, you can.
This is the only way that we can make his amazing life slightly less amazing.
Exactly.
Got he it. Does have a great job.
Hasn't he?
He's really good, though, and he's a nice guy, which is just as well, yeah. Because you have to be. When you've got a job like that, you want people to like you. Because he does. He has literally flown all over the world with this job, going to the Grand Prix. So, luckily, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So, but do we ring him?
Yes. He's a great, he's a nice guy with a great job. This is why we hate him. Ring him.
If, and Chris, if he says, but I sent it through to Aled, you can say, oh, Aled didn't get it.
No, you sent it to Alan Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is this? Yeah.
Exactly. Or the choir boy on Radio 2.
Hey, careful you. Everybody's texting in saying we should ring him. So do you want to do that? Do you want to do it in the other studio?
Yeah, let's go.
But you've got like one each.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, Dom, you first.
All right, I'll go first.
We are so horrible. Yeah. But funny. And deep down, very nice. It is 7:45. You are listening out for Robbie Williams talking at some point about performing. When you hear it, 03700 100 100. Ha! I just did. See what I did there?
She said, don't stop the music.
I know.
And then you just turned it off.
I stopped the music.
Who cares what she thinks?
Exactly. So, in an extremely childish way, Jake Humphrey is in Brazil, mm-hmm. getting ready for the Grand Prix. He pre-recorded his link with us and sent it over to us because right now, it's 5:45 in the morning. Let's be honest, in the middle of the night. And it would be really childish to call him and wake him up. However, he did mention it. So, someone texted in.
Charlotte, her name was.
Charlotte. Thank you, Charlotte, saying, why don't you call him and say, thanks very much for pre-recording your link. I.e., in a ridiculous irony that we wake him up to say, thanks for pre-recording it, so you didn't have to wake up.
I love that.
So Dominic went and phoned Jake. Before we play the clip, Dominic, are you happy with your childish joke?
I'm happy.
Do you feel bad?
Yeah.
Do you?
Jake is the world's nicest man. That's all I'm going to say.
Shall we hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Jake?
Mm.
Hi, Jake. It's Dominic Byrne from The Chris Moyle Show.
Alright, Dom, how are you, pal?
I'm very well. How are you? Listen, I was just phoning, hoping to wake you up. Just phoning to say thank you very much for doing the pre-recorded chat earlier, because obviously the time difference isn't great.
Yeah,
for...
that was my pleasure.
That's great. Thanks ever so much. How is Brazil at the moment?
At the moment, dark, quiet. What is it? Hold on a minute. It's 3:50 in the morning.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit early.
So it's.
Listen,
it's quiet.
It's quiet. Listen, Jake.
But generally, it's amazing. Have you ever been?
Never been. Never been. God love you for being chatty at 3:50 in the morning.
Pleasure.
I'll let you get back to sleep. But thanks ever so much for the pre-recorded chat, because obviously we just, you know, it's very important we didn't phone you during the show.
Yeah. No, thank you. You know, I always like to get up at 3:50 and go to the gym anyway. So that's brilliant.
All right, Jake. Thank you very much indeed.
Will you send my love to the team?
I will do.
Have a lovely weekend.
And have a lovely Grand Prix.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks now. Cheers, Jake.
I'll go back to sleep. Bye.
Please do. Bye.
Oh. Now, never knowing when to stop, yeah. We have a further build with this. Now, I wish to ring Jake also, but if I ring him now, he'll still be a little bit awake.
Yeah, he will.
So I'm he'll have gone.
No, I'm going to leave it at least 10 minutes, and then I'm going to ring him back as well, and just see if we can sort out our timings for the Abu Dhabi phone call.
No, what you should do is call him and just go, Jake, it's Dave from the Chris Moore Show. I'm so sorry that Dominic rang. I just wanted to call you. I'm so sorry that Dominic rang you and woke you up. It's so unprofessional and childish.
So he's such an idiot.
So shall I leave it 10 minutes and then do that?
Yeah.
Someone's just texted saying, you cruel B-word.
But the thing is, this is what we said. He is a lovely, lovely man with the best job in the world. This is why we hate him. This is why we have to bring him down a peg.
Yeah.
Bless him.
He was even willing to chat at that point. Have you ever been to Brazil?
This is how nice he is.
So basically what we're doing is, rather than pick on someone who is horrible and grumpy and big-headed and full of themselves, we're picking on a really nice guy and trying to see if we can make him angry.
Yeah.
I mean, he was. I wonder, that first bit, he's yes. so tired.
Yeah.
Hello?
Is that what I sound like when you ring me in the morning?
Worse.
What?
You are worse than that.
No. Oh, hi, is that Jake?
Mm.
Hi, Jake, it's Dominic Byrne from the Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, Dom, how are you, pal?
I'm very well, how are you?
Do you know, it's the bit where it dawns on him. Oh, I did say you could ring. Oh, yeah. God, they're ringing me.
Listen, I was just phoning, hoping to wake you up. Just phoning to say thank you very much for doing the pre-recorded chat earlier, because obviously the time difference isn't great.
Yeah, that was my pleasure.
That's great. Thanks ever so much. How is Brazil at the moment?
Well, at the moment...
It's when he looks at the time.
Dark, quiet. What is it? Hold on a minute. 3:50 in the morning.
So childish. Oh, man.
Anyway, part two to follow.
I feel genuinely guilty now.
Okay, so what, you're going to go back and apologise on behalf of Dominic?
Yeah, Dom feels really bad for
Yeah, give it a couple of minutes, and then I'll ring him back.
Yeah.
I bet he won't answer. His phone will be off now.
I'm sure he will.
I bet you he will.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is that Jake?
Mm.
Hi, Jake, it's Dominic Byrne from the Chris Moyle Show.
All right, Dom, how are you, pal?
I'm very well. How are you? Listen, I was just phoning...
I love how you ask him how he is, and then you don't even let him answer.
He sounds like Jamie Oliver in that bit, and he says, how are you, Pat?
Yeah, I'm Pucker.
I feel really bad.
If the phone is off, by the way, people are texting and saying, just ring the hotel.
Yeah, that's true. Have you got the hotel?
Oh, my goodness, there are some evil people.
That's brilliant.
Have we got the hotel details?
I can find them.
This is a bit of fun, Dave. This is fine. Yeah. We'll just keep trying the mobile. And
room
if
number
want us to talk to him,
F1.
That's fine.
When are you going
to
go call him?
In about now. I'm going to go and do it now and then hopefully have something in about 10 minutes.
Okay. You've got someone to help you, not being funny, but you know you've worked here for years.
I'll come with you.
You don't know how the equipment works.
Or is Jake Allen with me?
Do you want to go do it now, Drew?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Jake Humphrey in Brazil. It's now 4 a.m. We're about to call him again because we're all childish.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Here come some of the text messages. 81199, right? You are vile, nasty creatures, especially Dave. And the next text says, this is why we love your show.
He's a Norwich fan, so he deserves it, says Tractor Boy Carl.
Oh, really?
Nice.
He secretly loves it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. While we're doing that, the rest of us are being extremely childish.
Cool.
Calling Jake Humphrey. For those of you just woken up at 8 o'clock, let me just explain what's happening. Jake is the BBC One, Formula One guy that is on the show with us. Every time there's a Formula One race, he's on, chatting about it. But with the time difference, he's in Brazil. He recorded it yesterday because otherwise we'd have had to phone him at 3:30 in the morning.
That's ridiculous.
He made reference to the fact that we could have called him, but he's recorded it. So with that idea, we thought we'd call him anyway. So Dominic rang him and woke him up at 3:50 in the morning in Brazil. Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Boom.
So now Dave is going to phone him back and apologise for Dominic waking him up. Mm-hmm. Can I now just throw in another curveball?
Yeah, of course.
Fern Cotton knows Jake very well. They're mates from years ago. They used to work together. Fern has now texted Jake to say, oh, my God, it's so cruel that they woke you up. And she said she sent a few text messages. She goes, ha, I love Jake.
Brilliant.
But not enough to let him sleep. So have you phoned him?
I have phoned him.
Okay. And how was it?
Well, I just wanted to apologise and just make sure that he wasn't upset with us.
Yeah.
Before we play it, because I don't have it yet, was he still asleep?
Well, he was in that middle state,
right.
I believe. I think he was trying to go back to sleep, but maybe hadn't fully done so yet.
That's the worst time to be woken up,
is
it?
That's the worst time.
Just getting back to sleep.
By the way, can I just say, I'm only doing this because the audience, the listeners, the people who pay my wages... It's very generous of them.
Yeah, it was a demand, really.
Yeah,
wasn't
they
it?
Said, do it. Yeah. That's the only reason
yeah.
I
yeah. You're not enjoying it at all.
I am hating this, but I am merely a puppet for the licence fee payers. Shall we hear the Dave calling him? Oh my God, this phone call's longer than Dominic's.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Could I speak to Jake, please?
you know what, you little pains in the bum? I can't get back to sleep.
Jake, hi. It's Dave from the Chris Moore Show in London. Listen, I just wanted to apologise.
Yes, I know it is.
I wanted to apologise because Dominic just rang you, and we did say that that he shouldn't because of the time change. And I think that he woke you up, and we just feel really bad, as does Dominic. So we just wanted to apologise, Jake.
Well, thank you so much for re-rigging just as I slipped back to sleep.
Now, listen, in 2 weeks' time, it is the final Grand Prix, is it not, in Abu Dhabi? Now, we just wanted to talk about time. Is now a good time to chat about this?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, shall I call you back in a bit?
Well, what I was thinking is, are they ahead of us or behind? I'm just wondering whether we can do the chat with you live, or indeed whether it'd be better to pre-record once again.
Okay.
Do you want to email me?
Yeah, shall I do that?
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, listen.
That'll be fine. We will definitely have a chat. I'll tell you what, let me give you a call at, call you at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, shall I?
Okay, that'll be good. Anyway, apologies once again. You have a lovely weekend. And, I hope that you go back to sleep now.
You know what the moral of the story is, don't you?
What's that?
Never give your mobile number to Chris Moyles.
Love you, Jake. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brilliant. Aww.
You cruel, but very funny people.
He's a nice man.
Yeah, he is.
He took it in the way that it was intended.
Exactly.
Childish.
All right, I have a question to ask. This is quite awkward, but as my friends, Dominic, Carrie, Dave Allard, I do like Jake, and I feel that, okay, a joke's a joke.
Yeah, it is.
Should I just ring him up now and say, I'm sorry, it was very childish. I hope this hasn't annoyed you.
Or soured our friendship.
Exactly. Mm. Should I call him back, do you think?
There's a danger that we might be pushing this, isn't there?
Yeah, so just one more, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can't believe it. I accidentally phoned Jake Humphrey and...
Oh, did you press redial by accident?
Yeah. I was trying to ring the local aquarium, but I accidentally hit redial and woke Jake up again.
Incidentally, have you seen that our local aquarium shop, by the way, which is just down the road, this isn't a joke, there genuinely is, there's an aquatic shop just down the road from our studios here, and they do have a very amusing sign outside, which makes me chuckle every day, which says that they have crabs downstairs.
Right, yes,
it's a shop on two levels. On the top level, I think they have the filtration equipment.
And while we're talking about aquariums, I do like to do this from time to time. Can I just say, if you're in the Timpley area, why not check out Timpley Aquatics, of course, for all your aquatic needs in the Timpley region.
Who's ringing me now? This will be Jake now, won't it?
Yeah. Just go and answer it.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, so childish. Today's show is so childish. Did they just put the phone down?
I don't know who it is.
Did the number come up?
Yes.
Oh, that was stupid, wasn't it?
I need to check whether that was Jake or whether that was someone else.
Well, that would be somebody ringing our number and, but foolishly, they didn't 1-4-1 it.
Do you know what? Yes, it is.
So, okay, fine. We'll just give that number to Dev and he can call them up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Fine.
All right, good.
Done deal.
Right, Robbie Williams competition is coming up, so we're going to do that very, very shortly. And also... As soon as we got the clip edited, which is obviously taking a little bit longer than I thought, hence this ridiculous padding.
See, what it is like an aquatic shop on levels. And upstairs they have the fish and they have the tanks. And then downstairs they have the...
Okay, so... I rang Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is, by the way... the last phone call we're going to make to Jake, and then we will let him sleep, because if his coverage of the Formula One at the weekend is dreadful, we will get the blame. But just for one more time...
What now?
Hi, Jake, it's Chris Moyles.
Oh, Christopher.
No, I got your text...
Oh, yeah.
...saying sleep is overrated anyway.
Yeah.
And I just thought, no... You should sleep, because you've got a really busy weekend coming up.
Do you know what? You are all heart. Thank you for being so loving and caring.
Well, we're thinking of you, Jake. You know?
Yeah,
I am now wide awake in a very dark hotel room in the middle of a very dark city. I just rang my own wife to say, Harry, I can't get back to sleep because people on the Chris Moyle show just rang me and woke me up.
And said, yes, but wasn't it lovely speaking to your wife, though?
It was lovely speaking to my wife, but she didn't really care. She was asleep.
So you've woken her up?
Yeah, well, I thought I should give her some of my own medicine. What do you think?
Yeah, very nice. And has Fern texted you as well?
Yeah, she did. I had my Uncle Michael and my cousin Crystal all texting me. Just in case I did get back to sleep, that would have woken me up again.
Hello, Uncle Michael.
Hello, Uncle Michael.
Jake, this is, I swear in my life, this is the last phone call. We'll leave you to it now. Have a great weekend.
Honestly.
No, I'm telling you the truth. We're no more phone calls. Not from us, anyway.
Right, so I turn my phone off?
I think so, because you know what that Fern Cotton's like. She'll probably ring. So I would switch. I'd set an alarm call.
She's never ringing me, whispering sweet nothings in the morning.
Yeah, she always rings me and says nothing. Jake, have a great weekend. We love you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for showing your love by waking me up.
And listen, Jake, go back to bed. Get some sleep. What's wrong with you?
It's hard when you get woken up. Thing is, I was jet-lagged anyway. And so when you sort of get woken up, your body's then saying, well, you're out.
Jake, I'm not being funny. Jake, I'd love to chat, but I've got to get on with the show. I can't, you know, I've got things to do.
All right, listen.
Bye!
Yeah, we'll watch the show on Sunday.
Yeah,
and
Sunday.
Norwich are going to beat Leeds.
Shut up. Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Nice man, Jake Humphrey.
Jake, have a lovely sleep.